The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, hello again, and this program we're going to start off with some of the performers coming up at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. For detailed information about the shows, call 919-821-4111. All right, Wednesday, February 27th. This is a sold-out show, and the only reason I mention it is you could go or not, of course, but if you go, there may be a waiting list for people who don't show. But anyway, Wednesday, February 27th, J.J. Gray and Mofro with the Chris Jacobs Band, and that starts at 8. Friday, March 1st at the Lincoln Theater, Up the Irons, which is an Iron Maiden tribute, with Hard Rock Reunion and Outlier at 8. Saturday, March 2nd, Who's Bad? The Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience at 8:30. Sunday, March 3rd, Y&T at 8 o'clock. Friday, March 8th, Julia Michaels with Spaz Cardigan at 8. Another sold-out show, Saturday, March 9th, Citizen Cope with David Ramirez. Monday, March 11th, Crank It Loud and Lincoln Theater present the Decibel Magazine Tour. And the show starts at 7. Wednesday, March 13th, The Hip Abduction at 8. Friday, March 15th, Adrian Belew with Saul Zonana at 8:30. Saturday, March 16th, Weekend Excursion at 8. And Sunday, March 17th, Kelly Holland Memorial Show, that starts at 6 o'clock. Switching to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh, most shows start at 9 o'clock, unless noted. And the phone number for more information, 919-821-1120. Wednesday, February 27th, Elizabeth Cook with Chris Shiflett and Kendall Marvel. Thursday, February 28th, Reese McHenry, Fruit Snack, Matt Southern, and Lost Gull. Friday, March 1st, Signal Fire with Crucial Fire. Saturday, March 2nd, The Mother Hips with Leon III and Raylan Nelson Band. Sunday, March 3rd, Day Party Series, The Sound System 7, that starts at 2 o'clock. Monday, March 4th, Bird Gangs with Gardeners and Bergenline. Tuesday, March 5th, Mardi Gras Party with Boom Unit Brass Band and the Balkan Brothers. Wednesday, March 6th, Jontavious Willis at 8:30. Then on Thursday, March 7th, The John Doe, Sun Queen Kelsey, and Dream Root. I better check that. Did I say that correctly? Yep, Dream Root. Okay, at the Ritz, located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Details on the shows, 919-424-1400. Again, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, March 1st, it's Monster Energy Outbreak Tour presents A Boogie with Da Hoodie. Saturday, March 2nd, West Coast High 2019, featuring Cypress Hill and Hollywood Undead. That starts at 7:30. Sunday, March 3rd, it's Quinn 92 from the Tour with Love. Thursday, March 7th, Big Head Toad and the Monsters at 7:30. Friday, March 8th, Whiskey Myers Die Rockin' Tour. Saturday, March 9th, Gasolina Reggaeton Party at 9. Friday, March 15th, Grits and Biscuits at 9 o'clock. All right, the Thrive North Carolina Food Festival, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, is set for the weekend of May 9th and 10th at City Market. Each night will include chefs performing live demonstrations, samples from local restaurants and breweries, and live music. Tickets for the food festival are $30 per night and include unlimited food and drink samples. Trips to Raleigh's Poland Park are always a lot of fun. However, two of the kids' rides are out of commission for routine maintenance. The train and the kiddie boats will be back for all the usual smiles and laughter sometime in early March. The Aquatic Center is also closed for renovation and is expected to reopen sometime this spring. While the train and boats are closed, the carousel continues to play music and go round and round each day from 10 to 6. By the way, in case you didn't know, Poland Park, which covers 66 acres, has the distinction of being the oldest and first public park in North Carolina. All right, the North Carolina Science Festival, once again set for the entire month of April. Founded in 2010, the Science Festival is the first statewide science festival in the United States. Through a series of community-based events each April that's hosted by schools, colleges, libraries, museums, parks, businesses, and other local organizations, the festival celebrates the economic, educational, and cultural impact of science in North Carolina. Once again, that's the North Carolina Science Festival the entire month of April. The Museum of Life and Science in Durham has a lot going on this year, including the opening of the Maths of Earth Moves exhibit, along with a number of indoor activities. Visitors will especially notice work inside both the museum's main building and at its butterfly house. In both buildings, several new experiences and exhibits will pop up. The museum also opened a new parking deck last year that doubled the number of parking spaces for visitors. About 275,000 people were walking through the doors in 2004. Now, annual attendance totals more than 500,000. Also at the Museum of Life and Science, the Museum of Life and Science has been working to boost their offerings for kids on the autism spectrum or with other special needs. And this year, the museum is working to get the word out to an even broader audience about their efforts and upcoming events. In 2019, the Durham Museum will roll out a series of sensory-friendly events. About 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder in North Carolina, according to a 2017 report from the Centers for Disease Control. All right, Raleigh Little Theater, the box office number is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. Of course, the complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. Due to popular demand, five additional performances of Junie B. Jones' The Musical have been scheduled for February 28th through March 3rd, and there is a sensory-friendly performance set for March 2nd. All right, March 8th through the 24th, Raleigh Little Theater, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. Meet Ziggy, a shy boy who would rather stay at home and watch television than explore the island of Jamaica. Over the course of his onstage journey with some help from his friends, he realizes that the real adventures can be found outside, amid the birds and jungles and beaches. Their worldly adventure is enlivened by the fantastic songs of renowned reggae artist Bob Marley. And the Three Little Birds will have a sensory-friendly performance on March 30th. All right, then in April, from the 12th through the 28th, it's Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. The male heirs of the Baskerville line are being eliminated one by one to find their ingenious killer, Sherlock Holmes, and Dr. Watson must brave the desolate moors before a family curse dooms its newest heir. Watch as the intrepid investigators try to escape a dizzying web of clues, silly accents, and elaborate disguises. Then Saturday, May 4th, this is jumping way ahead, Divas fundraiser event. Who will be Raleigh Little Theater's 2019 Diva? It's a cabaret performance full of glitz, glam, and giving. Divas is a competition between some of the fabulous performers who grace the stage of Raleigh Little Theater. Each performer competes to be the diva of the year by raising the most money. Of course, with the movie out this year, Queen and Adam Lambert are launching a six-week North American tour following the release of the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. Live Nation says it's got a 23-date tour. It will feature the original band members Brian May and Roger Taylor, with Adam Lambert singing lead. The tour kicks off in Vancouver, British Columbia, and ends in Charlotte on August 23rd. Lambert says they've been designing a brand new visual spectacle that will reframe these iconic songs, and we are excited to unveil it. He first shared the stage with Queen during the 2009 American Idol final. All right, checking out amphitheaters in the area at Red Hat, Saturday, April 13th, Death Cab for Cutie. April 27th, which is a Saturday, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Saturday, May 4th, Grizz U.S. Ride Waves Tour, Season 1. Friday, May 10th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sunday, May 12th, Bryan Adams. Thursday, May 16th, Greta Van Fleet, March of the Peaceful Army. Saturday, June 1st, Band Together, featuring St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Friday, June 7th, Lake Street Dive. Wednesday, June 12th, OAR. Sunday, June 16th, John Bellion. Friday, June 21st, Vampire Weekend. Friday, July 26th, Iration, live from Paradise 2019 tour with special guests Pepper, Fortunate Youth, and Catastro. Friday, August 9th, Revolution, Good Vibes, a summer tour 2019. Now, at Cocobooth Amphitheater, Saturday, April 6th, it's the Beer and Bacon Festival. Saturday, April 13th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 28th, Cary Music and Arts Festival. Saturday, May 4th, Tash Sultana, with special guest the Pierce Brothers. Thursday, March 30th, Outlaws and Renegades Tour, with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels Band, and a special guest, the Cadillac 3. Tuesday, June 25th at Cocobooth, Father John Misty, along with Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Saturday, July 13th, Weird Al Yankovic, the Strings Attached Tour 2019 with the North Carolina Symphony. Sunday, July 21st, Sublime with Rome, Soja, and Common Kings. And on the schedule, here's the wrap-up of September 14th, which is a Saturday. Casey Musgraves, Oh, What a World, Tour 2. That's the lineup so far for Cocobooth. Now, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Saturday, April 13th, Zach Brown Band. Thursday, May 23rd, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Friday, May 31st, Hootie and the Blowfish along with Bare Naked Ladies. Wednesday, June 5th, Florence and the Machine. Friday, June 28th, Rascal Flats. Tuesday, July 9th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Thursday, July 11th, Dirks Bentley, John Pardee, and Tennille Towns. Saturday, July 13th, Train, Goo Goo Dolls, and Alan Stone. Friday, July 19th, Tom Joyner. Friday, July 26th, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Morgan Whalen, and Hardy. Friday, August 2nd, Kids Bop Live. Thursday, August 8th, Thomas Rhett, Dustin Lynch, Russell Dickerson, and Rhett Atkins. Saturday, August 10th, Hart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and L. King. Thursday, August 15th, Brad Paisley, Chris Lane, and Riley Green. Sunday, August 18th, Breaking Benjamin. Friday, August 23rd, Chris Young and Chris Jansen. Saturday, August 24th, Beck and Cage the Elephant and Spoon. Friday, September 13th, Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, Carly Pierce, and DJ Silver. Finally, Saturday, October 12th, Luke Bryan, Cole Swindell, and John Langston. That's all at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. And as long as we're talking about music, how about the Carolina Music Festivals going on around North Carolina? March 30th, it is the Blue Brew and Q Festival. It's in Kenansville. The Day of Family Fun includes bluegrass music, a barbecue cook-off, vendors from Duplin County wineries and craft breweries, additional vendors, concessions, and more. Admission includes commemorative beer glass and beer and wine samples for those over the age of 21, of course. The festival's in its third year, and it's at the Duplin County Event Center. April 5 and 6, the Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Dobson. 2 days of activities celebrating the old time music of Surrey County, with a Friday night square dance and Saturday competitions for adult and youth, the youth younger than 16, instrumentalists, bands, and songwriters, which include cash prizes. Competitions are followed by youth and adult dances, respectively. There will also be luthier displays, jamming, a cakewalk, and raffles. 2019 is the festival's 10th year, and it's held at the Surrey Community College. April 6th, the Dreamville Festival in Raleigh. The new festival organized by platinum-selling rapper J. Cole, who's from Fayetteville, was rescheduled after being canceled last September because of Hurricane Florence. It is to be a multi-stage show with acts from Cole's Dreamville label, other national acts, and up-and-comers. There will also be food and drinks, including alcoholic beverages, and art to celebrate local culture. Proceeds are to benefit Dorothea Dix Park Conservancy and Cole's Dreamville Foundation. Festival site, Dorothea Dix Park. Then April 11th through the 13th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro. April 13th, Rocky Fest in Hiddenite. April 13th, Beach Fest in Selma. Also April 13th, Loaded Up and Truckin'. That's in Hendersonville. April 13 and 14, Pleasure Island Seafood, Blues, and Jazz Festival in Curry Beach. April 19th and 20, Earth Day Jam in Salisbury. And then April 19th through the 21st, Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival. That is in Snow Camp. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, March 3rd, they've got the Quartet for the End of Time. April 7th, Benjamin Bielman on violin and Andrew Tyson piano. April 28th, William Mack Nelson on guitar. May 5th, Olga Kleinkina piano. May 12th, Solomon Eichner on piano, and Brian Regan violin, Bonnie Thron on cello. And then Friday, May 17th, an evening with Dawes. All right, let's check out the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up Friday, March 1st, Della May with special guest Lindsay Liu. This is a Pinecone event. With a sensitive yet assertive approach that's steeped in tradition yet firmly rooted in the present, Della May is a collective of five versatile instrumentalists and vocalists. They draw from a bottomless well of rootsy influences to create vibrantly original music that conveys the band's expansive musical vision. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, it's Brahms Symphony No. 2, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd, Believe National Talent Competition. A time has come to finally flaunt those dance skills and compete against some of the best teams and solo performers nationwide at the Believe National Talent Competition, and this is at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, March 3rd, Franco Escamilla. Franco is a comic entertainer born in Mexico. He's a musician, comedian, and stand-up performer, and well known as El Diablo, or the Devil, or El Amo del Sarcasmo, the Master of Sarcasm, for his YouTube videos of sarcastic jokes for adults. Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Sunday, March 3rd, Leah Crocetto, North Carolina Opera, proud to present soprano Leah Crocetto in recital with pianist Mark Markham. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. Wednesday, March 6th, Pieces of Gold, Wake County Public Schools. A Wake County staple for more than 30 years, showcasing student talent. It features about 1,000 Wake County Public School System students singing, dancing, and performing to a packed Raleigh Memorial Auditorium each March. The performances start at 7. March 7th through the 24th, an evening of Bernstein and Robbins. This is Carolina Ballet. A celebration of the 100th birthdays of Leonard Bernstein and Jerome Robbins, icons of classical music and ballet, as well as Broadway. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th, Broadway by request, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Your Broadway dreams come true as the symphony invites you to choose the hits you want to hear. Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday through Sunday, March 8th through the 10th, Star Systems Talent. This is a family-based dance competition company now in its 31st year. The founder has over 30 years dance experience as both a student and an educator. Having owned a competitive dance studio for 16 years, Marcy Tuttle began Star Systems with an abundance of experience that has shaped how she runs Star Systems. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Monday, March 11th, it is Puddle's Pity Party at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, March 12th, The Cat in the Hat, Classic Productions Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, March 14th, Experience Hendrix 2019 Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday, March 15th, Chopin and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites Series, Maymandy Concert Hall at noon. Also Friday, March 15th, Lauren Daigle, Look Up Child Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 15 and 16, again Chopin and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. checking in on the schedule at DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Tuesday, March 5th, James Bay. He's a three-time Grammy Award-nominated and Brit Award-winning multi-platinum singer-songwriter who aspires to push his own musical boundaries with his latest album, Electric Light. Bay noted, "If I had to describe my first album visually, it would be a flame, while this new album is about a real sonic and artistic evolution." Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 10th, Sesame Street Live. Join the fun with an interactive show that unfolds on one of the world's most famous streets at the funniest, furriest in the party in the neighborhood. Tuesday through Sunday, March 12th through the 17th, Dear Evan Hansen. A letter that was never meant to be seen, a lie that was never meant to be told, a life he never dreamed he could have. Evan Hansen is about to get the one thing he's always wanted, a chance to finally fit in. Monday, March 18th, Joe Bonamassa, hailed worldwide as one of the greatest guitar players of his generation. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 19 and 20, Tap Dogs. Friday, March 22nd, Jackson Browne. Saturday, March 23rd, Celtic Woman. Sunday, March 24th, Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Tuesday, March 26th, Chicago Live in Concert. Friday, March 29th through Sunday, March 31st, it is Widespread Panic. Tuesday, April 2nd, Gary Clark Jr. And then Friday, April 5th, some of Nashville's most well-known songwriters will be in for a program at DPAC. And Saturday, April 6th, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Live. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.